God morning to you. Living behind the hedge. I clearly remember that I was in the sixth grade when our family moved into our first and only house. From that day on, it was not unusual to hear my mom tell my brother and I to stay in your own yard. Of course, we often got in trouble when we were lured out of our yard by something or someone. Many years later, a spirit-led look at the book of Job taught me how important it is for the saints of God to learn how to be comfortable living behind the hedge. Job chapter 1, verses 6 through 10 says, "One day the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them. The Lord said to Satan, 'Where have you come from?' Satan answered the Lord, 'From roaming through the earth and going back and forth in it.' Then the Lord said to Satan, 'Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil.' 'Does Job fear God for nothing?' Satan replied. 'Have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has? You have blessed the work of his hands so that his flocks and herds are spread throughout the land.'" That was it, saints. I knew from John 10:10 that Satan was referred to by Jesus as a thief that only desires to steal, kill, and destroy. But I learned from Job 1:10 that I have a heavenly hedge around me, and the devil can't do me no harm, as long as I stay behind the hedge. Now, God's hedge of protection is not a prison, and we are free to walk out at any time. It is just not the best decision when we do. The Spirit hammered the point home to me about the importance of learning to live behind the hedge by showing me the trouble people got into when they walked out from behind God's hedge of protection. Before I name names, listen to some of the marks the Bible records against those who are not satisfied living behind the hedge. Disobedience to God's instruction, murder, adultery, loss of self-control in the face of temptation, rebellion against God, turning away from God, sinful pride, an attitude of arrogance and deceit, to name but a few. Do you think that these acts could not be pinned upon any of the Bible characters you know? Well, let me name names. Adam, Eve, Cain, Abraham, David, Solomon, Saul, Hezekiah, Uzziah, Samson, and Judas are but a few. In fact, none of us are exempt from, out of the desires of our sinful hearts or with the help from the tempter, Satan, to becoming dissatisfied with living behind the hedge. Is there help in this continuous battle against Satan and self? The Apostle Paul thought so, and he wrote this in Ephesians 6:10-13. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand it in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." Saints, God has graciously provided his children with a hedge of protection that allows us to live successfully and victoriously in this life. And even when he allows the hedge to come down, we can still be victorious if we remember to remain suited up in the armor of God. The day I became fully convinced in my own mind that there is no better blessing than what God has provided and is providing in his own time, it got real comfortable for me living behind the hedge. I pray you too are comfortable living behind the hedge.